and you will notice enormous peace arising, a stillness arises that is not of the mind. And for the first time, that unconditioned intelligence can move through you as a channel, which before was obstructed by continuous resistance. And now the ability arises, because you've opened the door, which is the act of surrender to what is, the suchness of this moment. You open the door. That which seemed a limitation is not internally resisted. And so suddenly the unconditioned intelligence moves through you and is able to simply be. There's a flow of a current of awareness that flows through you, so to speak, and moves into that situation that looked like a limitation, a problematic situation. Because most situations are problematic when you are trapped in a reactive mode. And you can simply, suddenly, and it's not you anymore, not the little conditioned entity, but a deeper intelligence can look at the form of this moment, allow it to be totally, and that is the movement of the true intelligence that suddenly flows into that situation. There's no mental labeling or judging anymore. The allowing, you allow it to be, so the mind relinquishes its need to label. The egoic entity that lives in and through labeling subsides at that moment. It may come back, but at this moment, it subsides, and you allow this. The allowing is the key, allowing this moment. That opens the portal, then vast intelligence flows through and looks at whatever form this moment takes. But that look is not so much a concentrated beam, it's a vast spaciousness that penetrates that situation and surrounds that situation. A spacious field, you can sense surrounding the little limitation, and that spaciousness around that situation that before the little entity contracted and complained about it, and suddenly you allow and you become vast as you sense a space around that seemingly limited situation. And that is the, one could say, I don't use that expression usually, but occasionally new pointers come, space consciousness arises. Not most humans, all they are ever aware of is objects that arise in their consciousness. They are aware never of any another dimension. All they are aware of is thoughts, and not aware of, identified with. They are in a position of, they want to attract or have aversion to objects that arise in their consciousness. Sense objects, perceptions, so this, they know nothing else beyond the arising objects, thoughts, emotions, sense perceptions. And now, in its own form, and as you allow this moment to be as it is internally,